Blog Talk Radio.
With us tonight for Triple Chalice Tarot, a midweek reading. I'm your host, Alina Odette, for this evening, and I'm so happy to be bringing you hopefully good news as we venture into the latter part of our week. So I'm going to go ahead and jump right into it. I have my deck handy here, and I'm going to start shuffling the cards. And as I do so, I'm going to give you guys a friendly reminder. We are on social media. We are on Twitter and Facebook. You can follow us at Triple Chalice Tarot. And you can look into our archives and check out our previous shows, see other midweek readings that we've done in the past. And we've also done some pretty fun topic shows, as well as our recurring Saturday show of venturing and studying the tarot itself. All right, so as I shuffle the cards, I'm just going to stop when I feel pretty comfortable. Okay, and now, had some cards jumping out. So my deck is definitely ready to share a message this evening. All right, let's see what we have. So the present position. What's happening right now? What's going on with you? So the present position, I'm seeing the King of Pentacles. Very responsible and studious card. The King, let's talk about that energy for a minute. It's a very masculine energy. The King is very mature, okay? It's not the Queen who is more subtle and home and relationship involved. It's more mature than the Knight, who is out trying to get into all the action. We're looking at the King, who has lived through his youth. He's lived through multiple experiences, and now he's at the head of the table. He's the patriarch represented in the whole family system. So Pentacles, if you aren't familiar with, deals with money, resources, finances, how we handle our home, our bills, things that we accumulate, material possessions. So we're looking at a really mature masculine energy who is at the head of handling their responsibilities. And I'd say that's a pretty good start to look at. This card is signifying someone who has their priorities in order, someone who is about providing the food for a family, the breadwinner, the major breadwinner, someone who is very dependable, very practical, okay? So all that experience, all that trial and error, it isn't just for show. They've actually made something of it. They've built a sort of empire for themselves. This is someone who is very, very, very smart, someone who's very, 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 I don't want to say thrifty, but someone who's very resourceful, okay? They're not going to put all their ducks in one basket. They have multiple revenues of income, finances, ways to accumulate possession. Now, on the negative, let's look at this in reverse for a second. This could be talking about someone who might be a bit too possessive, someone who might be too focused on the money, a workaholic, someone who isn't putting in enough time for family and relationship harmony, which is definitely necessary. So venturing into the past, so the next card that we see next to the King of Pentacles is the Ace of Swords. Now, the Swords deals with intellect, logic, location, thoughts, processes, ideas. And we're seeing the Ace, which represents beginning. So this is something new. So in the recent past, there's been a sense of a change. So maybe this person that this reading is for, they had to cut away some ties. They had to cut away some aspects of themselves that were holding them back or withholding them from realizing their full potential, realizing that, hey, they have to take the reins in the finance departments. They have to become the major breadwinner in the household or in the relationship. They have to start taking school, work, projects, things that they're doing really seriously. And they've been brainstorming a lot. They've been coming up with really good, fresh, new ideas. Now, these ideas, when you think of the swords, are double-edged. So in one aspect, like we were looking at the king, maybe he's kind of sacrificed a bit of his home or friend relationship, you know, friend harmony, household harmony, in this pursuit of making the next big thing, becoming the next big brand, building that next venture towards an empire. So there has been some strides in cutting the path forward, but at the same token, there might have been some setbacks or some necessities that had to be dealt with or cut away from to further your growth. And that can either be taken good or bad. So in the distant past, okay, so we're venturing from the recent and we're looking into the distant past right now, and we're seeing the Knight of Cups. So let's talk about the Knight's energy. So the Knight, you think of someone youthful, valor, someone vigorous, someone out there in the field of battle. The Knights were the ones who charged out, spreading their influence, fighting for their kingdom, fighting for their domain, and representing their core values and beliefs. And the same holds true about the Knight of Cups. But the Knight of Cups is very much different than the Knight of, say, Swords or even the Knight of Pentacles, in that Cups deals with our emotions, how we process relationships and dealing with other people. So this Knight in the past, this card is saying that this person really wasn't about the finances, really was quite aloof, was a hopeless romantic, a daydreamer, somebody who was just about living through a fantasy world, because the Knight of Cups is someone who is about, someone who is, they seek to go out and receive a sort of romantic, fanciful experience. You know, this is like someone really, I almost want to say a player too, someone who had probably multiple partners, someone who was kind of really flirty back in their day, and it didn't serve you quite as well because, like I said before, I saw the Ace of Swords talking about cutting away something. In the recent past, maybe you realized that that persona wasn't serving you. Maybe you even start to realize that the people you were attracting and accumulating in your life weren't necessarily toward, you know, they didn't benefit you or your path or who you were supposed to be, which is the King of Pentacles right now. But in the past, yeah, maybe you were that flirt. Maybe you were that hopeless romantic. Maybe you even suffered a few heartbreaks or heartaches, or maybe you were just all over the place romantically, but you've matured from that experience, okay? You've definitely grown from that experience, and now you are moving forward. So now let's look towards the future. And in the future influences, we see the Judgment card, okay? And the Judgment is a major arcana card. So this talks about the soul's lesson, what we're sent here to learn, gain, ideas, concepts, archetypes that present themselves at certain points and periods in our lives. So the Judgment card, okay? In the depiction of the Judgment card, we see an angel, and the angel is blowing a trumpet, a musical instrument, and there are people rising from the grave, okay? And this talks about a renewal, a revival, a spiritual shedding of an old cast, an old shell. So wherever you are right now, you are definitely supposed to be. This is your life's path. Maybe you're experiencing a bit of solitude, you know, with the cutaway of that flirtatiousness and that sort of whimsical, fanciful nature that you once had in your youth as the Knight of Cups. But you gain so much more. You're in a position of power. You're in a position of utmost responsibility, and you handled it well. This isn't a place that is foreign to you, or you feel out of place, or I had to cut away so many things. But there might be a sense that you feel or you look at your life like, well, am I really supposed to be here? Was this really what I was supposed to do? And the judgment card is a deep, deep, deep reminder that, yes, this is what you were supposed to do. This is the calling that you were supposed to adhere to. And don't be shy or ashamed, even if your position in the King of Pentacles, maybe you're a manager at a convenience store. Maybe you've taken up a management position at, you know, a department store. That's not the point. You have elevated and risen to a position of respect and responsibility. So take that, you know, really apply, you know, and you know, not be so hard on yourself on where you are in life, because the judgment card, you know, this is about these people finally realizing, like, hey, this is what I was meant to do. I was buried in the earth for so long. I was buried beneath the concepts that so many other people have for me, and now I'm finally rising to the beat of my own drum, my spiritual calling. So that our last card we see here is the Six of Wands, okay? And the wands represent our ego, passion, things that fuel us, things that keep us motivated, keep us fighting, keep us charged, keep us going. And the Six of Wands, in this depiction, we see a man who's returning home on a horse. And as he's roaming through his hometown, the people of the town have come out to greet him in their celebration. He is being thoroughly recognized for his accolades, okay? So going back to the King of Pentacles again, you are so well respected in this position that you have, or this position that you're working towards. You have definitely put in the time, you put in the work, you put in the practical application. And if you ever doubt yourself for a moment, if you ever feel like, oh, well, maybe I didn't become this, or I wanted to be this rock star, you know, that fanciful, whimsical turnabout that a lot of us have when we're in our youth and in the spirit of the Knight of Cups, the Six of Wands is, again, reminding you to look around at all that you've accomplished. Look at the minor things and the minor details of what you've accomplished. You know, whether it be that you made it through school, which is hard as hell, whether you've overcome financial debt, whether you've overcome any sort of strife, you know, take into consideration that you overcame it and you accomplished it on your own, and people around you support you. They applaud you. No one's looking down on you or looking at the lack that maybe you have created in your mind, or this concept of what you think you're supposed to be in your mind. And with that, I draw to my final conclusion of this reading. Overall, this is a very good reading. I think this reading will remind you that you are on your path. You know, stick to it. Yes, it's okay to dream and wish fancifully about what could have been, but don't dwell in the past, okay? Focus on your present and what you are, what you have control of in this moment, okay? Now, again, I am your host, Aluna Odette. I want to thank you so, so much if you stayed with me this entire reading, and I hope you were able to gather some useful information and some helpful advice from this reading. Okay, you can find us once again on Tri Chalice Tarot on Twitter. You can check out our archives to see previous shows. We do a lot of fun things. And with that, I bid you a good night.